items or any other CCG work item, you must be members of W3C's credentials community group with the IPR agreement signed. If you'd like to contribute and haven't signed the agreement yet, ping one of the chairs or just reach out to anyone. We'll help you get started. The call is recorded. The minutes in the recording will be archived over at the CCG meetings repository on GitHub. We use Jitsi Chat or IRC to queue up the speakers, and to add yourself to the queue, type the character Q and plus to add yourself to the queue. Also, if you raise your hand in Jitsi, that also adds you to the queue. It's very convenient. Next up, let's move to introductions and reintroductions. Is anyone new to the call that wants to introduce themselves? And also, does anyone want to do a reintroduction? You haven't reintroduced in a long time, and we've got a lot of new people coming in for the Bloodfest. All right, not seeing anyone, let's go to announcements and reminders. Does anybody have any community announcements? Amana, go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick update on what's going on in the verifiable credential working group. Just on last Friday, there was, sorry, I'm trying to get a link to it. Just last Friday, there was an announcement about demonstration of support for the data integrity selective disclosure schemes. So I'm putting that in chat now, data integrity selective disclosure. Schemes there. We had a number of organizations, including global standards organizations, so like the One EdTech from the education community, Connexus from the retailer community, and GS1 from the supply chain community, coming out in support of selective disclosure for ECDSA. As well as a number of implementers, MIT, DCC, Randa, iDataFi, IronVC, iFlabs, and so on and so forth, Mark Sabadello from, Danium Tech. So, there are, pull requests that have been opened on the, on the ECDSA repository and the Verifiable Credential Working Group, and we're looking for community feedback on those. And that's it for, that item. The other item, that's a heads up is that, and this is, I guess, pertinent to the discussion today, a new version of the, Chappie Playground has been, rolled out into the live site. It supports, we believe the feature set necessary for Plugfest 3. So it can do, multiple issuance, multiple verification, you can present multiple credentials at the same time. Right now it supports, everything that Plugfest 1 and Plugfest 2 supported, as well as some new features that Plugfest 3 needs. It supports still multiple issuer backends and multiple verifier backends that might have some significance on the question that Mike Prorock had on the mailing list about how do you get headless wallets and issuers and verifiers working with Plugfest 3. We are adding support for OID for VCI. The new feature, the other new features that it supports is support for native wallets as well as web-based wallets using verifiable presentation requests. So sorry, I know that was a whole stream of like new features that it has. We will summarize those and send them to the mailing list sometime this week. That's it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Manu. Does anybody else want to make an announcement? All right. In that case, I'll do some quick reminders. We've got some good community conferences relevant to this crowd coming up in September. We have Rebooting Web of Trust in Cologne, Germany on September 19th through 22nd. The week before that is W3C TPAC, which is the Technical Planning Architecture Committee in Seville, Spain. And the day before that actually is a very first instance of a new conference. This is Distributed WebCamp spreading into Brazil. So this is the first time DWebCamp Brazil is happening. So if you're in the area, you should definitely come by. And then, of course, in October 10th through 12th, we have IRW. And the PlugFest 3 is going to be held there the day before, so October 9th. Okay, so let's move on to our main topic, which is technical questions for PlugFest 3. We have a couple of questions brought up on the mailing list thread in preparation for this call. One from Mike Prorock. Mike, are you on the call? Possibly not. And then we had another set of questions from Niels and some DIDCOM-related questions from Ariel. So I see Niels on here and I see Ariel. So go, please add yourselves to the queue and go ahead, Niels.
I guess you have to help me a little bit because I'm assuming those were the questions I asked the other day in the previous meeting, right?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I have to look back a bit, but I think one of the important questions was about which versions of, especially for the parties that want to do OpenID for VCs, which versions of VCI were being used, because in PlugFest 2, that was either version 9. If memory serves me correctly, right now we are at version 11 of 12. Then the question is any issuer which will be participating, which versions are they? And I guess a similar question also for the PSYOP and OpenID for VP. A lot of implementations are currently working alongside the diff.vc intro profile, which then is using the implementer's draft versions of both PSYOP as well as OpenID for VP, which are a bit older implementations, but those are the current sort of versions that are used in the wild much, and which are also pretty well supported in general. So the questions mainly are, okay, which versions would we be using for the OpenID for VC specs?
Thanks, Niels. All excellent questions. So firstly, let's remind everyone that aside from big questions like this that we can talk about on the mailing list during calls like this, day-to-day coordination between the various testing communities, the VC API, the OpenID Connect for issuance and verifiable presentations, all those questions, a great place to ask them is the PlugFest 3 Slack channel. So if you do use Slack, please reach out to Sharon, and we'll get you set up and added to those Slack channels. So mail list, Slack channel, two main questions to ask exactly these kind of questions as they come up after today's call. So the purpose of the PlugFest, and Sharon, please feel free to jump in here and elaborate, is to demonstrate interoperability not to a particular spec, but within a community, right? So, for example, for PlugFest 1 and 2, the OpenID Connect participants we're using, I believe, the NGI Atlantic interoperability profile. And since then, the interop profile work has been continued. We have some new profiles. So my recommendation would be, and again, Sharon, please feel free to jump in, that we ask the current set of interop profiles, since that's going to be the largest, presumably the largest community of interoperable software. Carrie or Sharon, do you want to? Yeah, go ahead, Manu.
I'd like to hear from Carrie and Sharon first before I go. Sorry.
Okay, great. Yep, not a problem. Not a problem.
Sorry, unmute problem. But yes,
no, that's okay.
Dimitri, I think that's right. This is a community interop demonstration. We want people to principally work together. I think we are agnostic about which particular version or set, but we want this to be the set that are most commonly used by the participants of PlugFest 3. Like even if it's not the most current, or if it is like the next version, that the agreement that people have chosen it because they think that it's the best thing for the community. And also I think part of this is to be a little bit experimental so that we can have an opportunity to test out like what works and what doesn't work, and record it so that the people who, including people in PlugFest and on this call who are working on the various specs, can take that data and make improvements that ultimately will make it more robust.
Thanks, Sharon. So I see Arielle on the queue. Before we get to you, I want to make sure that we answer Niels's other questions on the mailing list. Which is, oh wait, no, that's not. Which is, how do you prove the requirements of PlugFest 1? Because in order to participate in 3, you have to have sort of demonstrated that you went through stages 1 and 2. And because PlugFest 1 was about displaying a credential in the wallet, the question naturally arises that if you have a API side or system side wallet, how do you display a credential, especially the image part, if there's no user interface? And that's a great question. I'd love to hear from the community, both the wallet implementers and of course Sharon and the other organizers. All right, so let's easiest way to do this is let's go to the queue. So Ariel, go ahead, you're up next.
Yeah, hi everyone. Yeah, I think that my question is already answered by you, mostly what I wanted to know is about, well, we are implementers of DITCOM, so we wanted to know if we needed to support the DITCOM V1, which is the one that came from Aries community, or the V2, which is the one that has been transferred and published as a spec in the DIF. I think from what you answered before is that we should ask on the Slack channel, right? To see to coordinate with the community to see which versions we are going to use in the PlugFest. I'm correct?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. I think everybody understands that in any of these protocols, supporting all of the versions, especially going backwards in time, is not feasible. So yeah, we definitely expect the community to pick a subset that they're comfortable supporting.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Manu, go ahead.
Yeah, this comment has to do with the kind of headless API-driven verifiable credential, you know, ecosystem participants. In PlugFest 2, we added support in the Chappie playground, which is getting renamed to the Verifiable Credentials playground because we're going to support OID 4 and Chappie and VC API. And it is possible for us to also support GitCom, but we need, you know, people to work with in order to do that. One of the things we did in the playground was we enabled, people to provide, issuer, backend systems, like issuing systems and verification systems. So, if people remember from Plugfest 2, we had like 17 plus issuers, that provided backend infrastructure that, you could select from a list. So you could pick like the JFF Plugfest credential, and then you could pick one of many, issuing, backends to issue that into a digital wallet. And at least that's how some people, you know, provided or demonstrated, support for a subset of the ecosystem. Like the backend providers, were able to, plug in as issuers. The Chappie, you know, playground, VC playground has been updated so that, people can plug in, backend verifier systems. And that would support what Mike Prorok, I think, is asking for. The only, problem there is you have to be able to display a verifiable credential. So it's kind of like, is that a requirement? I think the question is that a requirement for backend service providers to participate in the Plugfest? Because that's typically only done in wallets. It's not done in the parts of the ecosystem that they're providing, access to. So I guess what I'm trying to say is it is totally possible to provide, you know, backend, from a technical perspective, it is totally possible to provide backend issuing platforms and backend verification platforms. But it's not clear if people can participate in the Plugfest in that capacity. That's it.
Yeah. In addition to that, actually my real question indeed is also about that. Is that's something I guess, for the people organizing the Plugfest also to decide. As far as I understood it, Plugfest 3 really is about the wallet mainly, so people don't really have to worry about having verifiers ready, etc., which is different from Plugfest 2, of course. So the real question is, are participants sort of required to show a wallet? Because then, indeed, it becomes a bit harder, of course, for the question that Mike has raised, or not, or is it okay indeed to just have agent-like systems for issuance and verification and not have a UI for a wallet?
A great question, and it sounds like Carrie on the queue is getting ready to answer that. Manu, as a... if it's at all possible, would you be able to demo the current state of the verifiable credentials playground in case some of the implementers haven't picked
yes.
A method yet? Excellent. All right. So let me
get that
a minute to prepare. Carrie, you're up next.
Thanks. So I'm going to give news that you probably won't love. And that's that this series of Plugfest really has to do with wallets, right? This is these three Plugfests really very specifically have to do with interactions with wallets. And this is just because of what JFF is working towards. So that is our focus for these Plugfests. It doesn't mean that system-to-system transactions can happen. We'd love to see it. But as far as like the official participation in the Plugfest, it should follow the rules and use wallets in the way that Sharon's described the requirements. Does that make sense?
To add to that, I'm really curious to ask the system wallet agent-like implementers. So do those wallets really have no user interface? In which case, how do users interact with them? And what are the use cases that these wallets are targeting? Niels, go ahead.
Yeah, I think Mike should answer that one, but I'm not really aware of any use cases where you would not really have a UI, in maybe with the exception of relying party systems, of course, and issuance systems itself, which are then tied to a backend system, directly a line of business system. So, for instance, where you are receiving, requiring certain credentials, like, for instance, let's say education credential, which then needs to be stored in an HR system or something like that. Then, of course, you wouldn't necessarily have to have a UI involved. But then still, on the presentation side of things, as a user, you typically would have a UI involved. So unless it's machine to machine, I see no way without a UI involved. So, for instance, if you look at our software stack, then, of course, we also have sort of the lower-level SDKs, which you would be able to do without a UI. But there's still a web UI or a mobile UI that is communicating with those modules. So I think Mike should answer why he wants or why he has a need to do it like this. But in most situations, you would have a UI involved.
Thanks. And unfortunately, I don't think Mike Varuk is on the call, but we'll pursue the conversation on the mailing list. So Manu in the Jitsi chat is pointing out that the supply chain ecosystem for verifiable credentials does not have like a graphical user interface. A lot of the workflows are done in batches, are machine to machine. And so Manu is proposing that we use instead of saying wallets, you can say UI. I'm not sure I agree with that because we are talking about wallets as a repository of, right? Again, this sort of goes into the verifiable credentials data model philosophy and discussion of, okay, so what is actually a wallet? How do we define it? I think for this set of Plugfests, it makes sense to define wallets as repositories of learner, worker credentials that store them on behalf of natural persons, and where issuers can add credentials into them. And then on the other end, which is what Plugfest 3 is about, verifiers can ask for credentials from those repositories. Let's see, who's on the queue? So I see Carrie, I think that's from previous, unless you have another comment, and Manu. All right, go ahead, Manu.
All right. I think you had asked for kind of a showing where the current infrastructure is for Chappy Playground, soon to be renamed to VC Playground. Let me see if I can share my screen. Can folks see this?
Yes.
Okay. So for those of you that are new to the Plugfest, this is one of the kind of infrastructure systems we use to demonstrate interop both in phase one and phase two. CHAPI stands for the Credential Handler API, which is a very confusing name because it's supposed to support or it does support all of the protocols, meaning you can previously you could only use VC API in verifiable presentation requests to initiate exchanges with CHAPI. CHAPI's been upgraded. This thing has been upgraded now to support OpenID flows. We're starting to work with folks to work on DIDCOM flows as well. So CHAPI is agnostic to the type of protocol and the type of messages that move over it. There's a bunch of documentation here. So if you go to chappy.io, there's a bunch of documentation here on how you can integrate with it to do open wallet selection. There's write-ups for if you're a verifiable credential issuer or if you're a digital wallet, which is probably pertinent to this current iteration of the Plugfest, and if you're a verifier. There's also a fact that we ended up having to write during the last Plugfest to try and support as many implementers as possible. So just go to chappy.io. That's how you get to this site that I'm demonstrating, and you should be able to run through this exact demo there. When you click on Try the CHAPI Playground, this is the new update that we've added to support Plugfest 3. So before, all you could do was like issue credentials using multiple issuer backends. Now the thing that's new today is this verifier demo. So the ability to do multi-shot verification. So if you are a digital wallet provider, you can go here, select multiple, credentials to request from the wallet. That is delivered in one shot to the verifier. The verifier looks at the verifiable presentation and looks at the VCs and verifies all of that. So I think, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that, this is what is required. This is at least one infrastructure that's required, to demonstrate success in, PlugFest 3. So there's this site. This is the infrastructure site. And then I'm just going to use Verus Wallet to do the demo today. We have run this demo using other wallets that pass PlugFest 2, and a subset of them do also pass PlugFest 3 now, but they have some kind of small UI glitches, so that we didn't want to put people on the spot, if we were going to demo this. So, okay, so let me launch into the demo here. I'm going to issue, PlugFest 3 requires 2 to 3 VCs. So I'll issue 3 VCs, request those 3 VCs from the wallet. So the first step here is you go to the issuer demo and you select the VC that you want to issue. One of the VCs, I think, is the permanent resident card VC. This environment lets you do DidAuth or not. So some wallets support DidAuth, some don't. But I'm going to go ahead and demo with DidAuth, sign in with your Did. This is the wallet selection screen that Chappie provides. It supports both native wallets and web-based wallets. It is protocol agnostic. So if your wallet supports OID 4 VCI, it can show up here. If you have a native wallet, it can show up here. If you have a web-based wallet, it shows up here. So this will show any wallet supporting any protocol. I'm going to click on remember my choice for this site so we don't see the wallet selector throughout the rest of the demo. But I'll go ahead and click the wallet that I want to do the demo with. This is basically asking me if I want to authenticate. So it's the website. This is the wallet interface popping up and saying, hey, this website, Chappie Playground Issuer, would like you to authenticate. I click authenticate, and then I'm authenticated in the Chappie Playground using DidAuth. It generates and issues the credential, the permanent resident card that I asked for. You can kind of look at what credential was issued here. And then when I click store in wallet, again, Chappie pops up, my wallet pops up, and asks me to store this credential, in my wallet. So I go ahead and click store in wallet, and that's the issuance process. So if I go over to my wallet, which was empty before, and I refresh it, the permanent resident card shows up, in the wallet there. So I'm going to go through that 2 more times because the PlugFest 3, I guess, requires 2 more credentials. I'll do JFF PlugFest 2 badge, and then do DidAuth again. This is annoying and repetitive. I think we're going to try and integrate it into the site itself so you only have to do DidAuth once. So I'm going to store the PlugFest 2 badge. And so if I refresh here, I see the PlugFest 2 badge and the Government of Utopia credential. So here's the PlugFest 2 badge. Let's do a workforce skills credential, a Safe Chef certified. This is a food safety credential. So I'll issue that into the wallet, do a DidAuth, store it in the wallet, and then say, yes, I want to store it in the wallet. Okay, so that was basically what we did in PlugFest 2. In PlugFest 3 is where we use this new interface, the verifier demo.
Can you pause there? I just want to highlight. So what Manu demonstrated there are sort of the prerequisites that we expect participants for PlugFest 3 to also be able to fulfill. to pass Plugfest 2, which means get a credential into your wallet using one of the recognized community open standards, which is VCAPI, OpenID for VC issuance, and DidCom 2. So that bit, the part where Mono just used it to provision credentials into the wallet, those are steps you want to pass yourselves as well. Go ahead, Mono.
Guillermo is on the queue. I don't know if we want to take questions.
Yeah, go ahead, Guillermo. I think you might be muted, though. All right, Guillermo, feel free to unmute at any point and ask your question. So go ahead, Manu.
Okay. I guess the other thing we'll do is a verifier demo. The one thing to point out about the issuer demo is while I demonstrated a web-based wallet, it works for native wallets as well. The integrations uses a URL handler to do that. So we're typing up the instructions on how to do that now, but JAPI supports both web and native, and is protocol agnostic and query language agnostic. The next thing is the verifier demo. So this is new for Plugfest 3. And what the verifier UI looks like here is it allows you to multi-select credentials. So it says you can usually just do, you know, like one at a time. But the verifier demo allows you to multi-select to say, I want a permanent resident card and I want a Plugfest 2 credential and I want a Safe Chef certification. So in a single shot, you can do a request for three types of credentials. And then the wallet, in theory pops up with a UI that allows you to say which one of those credentials, to send over, if not all of them. And then it's sent over. So this happens pretty quickly, but what I'm doing here is I'm selecting three credentials on the Chappie Playground saying that I want to receive those from a wallet. I click the button. The wallet pops up. It receives the request and provides an interface that allows me to multi-select the credentials. And in this case, the wallet implements it already makes the selection for the individual and then they can choose to actually send them over or not. So when I click share, that set of credentials will be sent back to the verifier playground. And as you can see here, there are three verifiable credentials, 1, 2, 3. And if I open them up, they're the credentials that I asked for. So the permanent resident card, the GFF Plugfest 2 badge, and the, this is the food safety certification. Food safety certification credential. So the infrastructure here receives all the VCs, receives the verifiable presentation, and then checks the proof on the presentation and checks the proof on all the verifiable credentials to make sure that it's all right. And then it'll give a presentation verified thing down here at the bottom.
Wait, one sec. Well, so while we're at the screen and looking at the presentation, I want to highlight the fact that we are asking for DID authentication for the wallet to perform DID authentication when handing over the credentials, which just means we want the wallet to sign the bundle of credentials that it hands over to the relying party with a proof purpose authentication, exactly like it, using whatever key suite you're using and whichever verifiable credential proof serialization method you're using. But we do expect the presentation to be signed. Go ahead, Manu. Oh no, except if you're talking, we lost audio.
Sorry.
Oh, because you're muted. Yep. Apologies. No worries.
In the Plugfest 1 and 2, we used DidKey. So we support DidKey today. We also support Verus 1, but I don't think anyone's going to, you know, I think everyone's using DidKey to kind of demonstrate interop at this point. we can put in support for other DID methods, but, you know, there needs to be a community of people that are like, we really want to use X or Y. I don't know, you know, because, well, I'll just stop there. Putting in other DID methods will require more work. It's work we're willing to do as long as enough, you know, implementers want to do that. Is there any guidance on like what DID methods you're expecting when DID auth is being done?
Great question. So we polled the participants for which DID method they're planning to support, and so we have the usual distribution. The most common ones, I believe, are being DID key, DID JWK, as Neil points out, a lot of the OpenID Connect for VCI folks were using DID JWK for Plugfest 2. And then, of course, DID Web is the third major popular one. And Sharon just posted the link to the spreadsheet of the participant responders in chat. So go ahead and take a look. You should be able to sort of gauge on which ones are popular. Heather in chat is asking, and this is a great question because it's come up in other venues as well, does the wallet need to handle the request for multiple credentials in one go, or is it okay for the verifier, for the relying party, to ask three different times for a single credential? And part of the reason that's relevant is so some of the discussion in the OpenID community, where a number of the participants were wondering, can we get away with just with constraining the verifiable presentation spec, or just the OIDC for VP spec, to only ask for one credential at a time? So is it sort of in the letter or the spirit of the Plugfest to either ask for two or three at a time, or have the requests be sequential? And I'll let Sharon and Manu and Carrie speak to that. And then, yeah, Coyote, you're on the queue as well. So who wants to handle this one?
How about, let me wrap this up and then hand it over to Carrie. Not me. How about I wrap this up and then hand it over to Carrie and Sharon to talk about in general? One thing I really wanted to make sure is that people, Brian Richter has done fantastic work on this. So I wanted to acknowledge, you know, his great work, putting the verifier parts in the playground and getting that up and running. He's been working for months to make it happen. So thank you very much, Brian, for, putting that stuff together. The only thing I didn't mention here was the ability to select multiple backend issuers and multiple backend verifiers, but I'm hearing that is not a focus, you know, this time around. We want to focus on the wallets. So I'm going to stop sharing and then go back into the background at this point. Thanks.
Excellent. Okay. Azim, I see your question about, without a holder wallet. We'll get back to that in just a second. So, let's see, who wants to handle? Yeah, so Carrie's on the queue. Go ahead, and then I'll share my thoughts on that as well. Go ahead, Carrie.
Hey there. You know, for once, everybody, I'm actually sitting next to Sharon in person because I'm in Boulder, Colorado, a badge summit. So we were just chatting about this because we hadn't actually really discussed this. So I'm glad you brought it up, Heather. So the preference is that the credentials be combined in a presentation, and that's because it's a better user experience, right? You'd rather be that, okay, these are the credentials you need, go choose those credentials, package them up, and return them back. So ideally, yes, they would be packaged together in the presentation.
Thanks, Carrie. Let's see. So, Coyote, go ahead. You're on the queue next.
Hey. So this is a question from Manu. And so I was wondering, for the verifier demo that you just showed, kind of what the format of the request looks like. Is it going to be something like a verifiable presentation request when you click on that button to request the credentials from the wallet? Or and if so, what would that look like?
Go ahead, Mana.
Yeah, excellent question. So it depends on the protocol. So the Chappie Playground / VC Playground is protocol agnostic. Depending on the mechanism that is picked, let me try to be more specific. So we're trying to be a protocol agnostic. And so if you're using, let me do issuance, for example, if you're using OID for VCI, then, the, request will come over, using that mechanism. One way that it can happen is a VPR can talk about interaction modes and it can list like, I support issuance, using VC API and, OID for VP and, DIDCOM, and based on that, you know, message that the wallet gets, it can decide which protocol it wants to use, to do the issuance process. So, that's documented, right now. And we are open to changes or modifications, you know, based on what the community needs. So we're trying to make this infrastructure responsive to like what the community needs to demonstrate interop. So if that doesn't work for people, like, please, you know, let everyone know on the dev channel or on the mailing list, and then we can try and make modifications. Coyote, did that answer your question? So sorry, that was the general answer. The more specific answer that you asked was like for the verified demo for presentations. We only, so I think what's being said is, the presentations are expected to be multi-shot presentations, meaning that when you present the thing to the verifier, you are expected to have three verifiable credentials in there in one shot. It's not a present one and then present the second one and then present the third one. We only know how to do that in a verifiable presentation request. So verifiable presentation supports it. Verifiable presentation request supports it. We don't know how the community wants to do that with OID for VP yet. And we're looking for, the OID for VP community to propose something so that we can build that into, the playground. So again, to be clear, OID for VCI is fairly straightforward because I think everyone said, like, you expect people to pick those credentials up one at a time, and OID for VCI supports that. However, OID for VP, I don't know if there is a profile today that supports multi-shot presentation. I think the underlying presentation exchange object supports it, but I don't know what the community is using for multi-shot presentation with OID for VP. That's
it. I believe that's currently being finalized by the combination of DIF and OID for VP community. So previously they were using Presentation Exchange version 2. I believe they're racing to finalize another iteration of Presentation Exchange, a simplified iteration, Presentation Exchange, let's say 2.1. For things like using it in Bloodfest 3. Let's see, who else is on the queue? Sharon, go ahead.
I don't actually have much substantive to add. I was just going to say that, I think that, like, this is a complicated issue, and I would hate for us to be sort of setting down precedent for doing something that ultimately is not sort of good for the long-term, like, sort of vision of like this particular protocol. So I feel like, even though for us, the presentation, which is the package of individual credentials, is sort of the goal, if 2.1 doesn't happen quickly enough, or if there are other sort of intermediary solutions that the community wants to try out on the way to that sort of more perfect specification, then we can entertain that. I think that this is certainly, to Carrie's point, because we see the creation of the verifiable presentation as the way that it technically manifests our functional use case, which is a lot of the use cases that are either in the VC use case document or the VC edger use case document, which is individuals bundling a set of credentials for some kind of purpose, like an application to a job or an institution. So we certainly want to get there as a goal, and we understand that there's some complexity in there, and we do want to work with you on figuring out what is the best solution for everyone on this call and then for the long run. So I just wanted to say that there's not really, I'm not like adding, I think, to the technical conversation, just sort of describing our functional use case. But it seems, I don't know if that is helpful, but I see Niels with his hand up, and so I wonder if Niels wanted to contribute to that as well.
Thanks, Sharon.
Yeah, I can comment on that because I'm typically in the frustration exchange meetings. So to be clear, version 2.1 is not focused on creating sort of like a multi-shot exchange. Actually, whether that ever will become part of presentation exchange is the question, because presentation exchange was created as this separate sort of data model agnostic to the exchange protocol around it. So it can be used in DITCOM, it can be used in OpenID, it could be even used in the VC API if you want to. So a focus of 2.1 definitely not is having a sort of protocol around that which allows you to do multi-shot exchanges. So that will not be happening for 2.1. What will be happening for 2.1 is we are looking at making presentation exchange a bit simpler and also removing some potentially some potential issues with security around how it's using JSON path, for instance, in presentation exchange. And well, I don't want to become too technical about it, but those are the focus of 2.1. And we're still looking at whether we can get them in 2.1 or whether we have to go to 3.0 because of a potential change we have to make, which would not be backward compatible.
Niels, do you, thank you so much for clarifying. Do you remember, in the DITCOM 2 world, is it not fairly common to be able to request multiple credentials?
So of course there you have the present proof protocol, which indeed is a protocol which can use presentation exchange. And I, to be honest, I'm currently not too much in the meetings with the OpenID folks, just because I am too busy. But I can imagine that something around that would also be created. And in all honesty, there's a little bit of a political discussion between the OpenID folks and the presentation exchange folks. So the question really is whether presentation exchange will end up in the OpenID later versions or not. That's still an outstanding sort of question that the two communities are trying to solve. But indeed in DITCOM V2, you could definitely have this exchange mechanism in which you have multiple rounds of exchanges of credentials.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. And any other questions that people have that we can answer in the next 8 minutes that we have? Excellent. That means we've answered all questions. No, so we encourage, obviously, we have a couple of these open discussions about what are we considering as headless wallets and whether such a thing can exist on the learner worker level. This notion of what do the OpenID for VP folks do for multiple credentials, that's still sort of under discussion. So we're going to continue these conversations on the mailing list and in the Slack channel. And of course, I'm not sure whether Sharon and Carrie and are planning another one of these PlugFest specific VC Edu calls before October, rather. All right. Yeah. So Carrie mentions in chat that we can schedule another one of these calls if there's demand for it. Carrie, go ahead.
So I was only wondering in terms of this OIDC4, those of you who are using that, when would be a good time, like a good timing for us just to make a final decision on it? Because it sounds like we don't know when decisions will be made. And should we, I just want to put you all, like make you wait on us for this. So let us know when you think you really want to know the answer by, and we'll just go with that for this blood test, just so you're not left hanging with it.
Let's see. So Manu in chat is saying, So Nies pointed out that. Go ahead, Manu. Yeah, you can explain better.
I'm thinking out loud with Nils on how OID4 VP could possibly work for this plugfest. If they can only do, or if it can only do single shot credentials now, there's a possibility of us adding something to the VC playground that keeps state on the server that will receive multiple OID4 VP presentations one at a time and then do the binding of all those credentials together on the server. But I mean, like there's probably a better way to do this. So I didn't want it to come across as like that's the only way it could work. Clearly, the community probably has a better mechanism than that. That's it.
Yes. So if you ask me, sorry for interrupting. I was in the queue, by the way. It has to be a one-time file presentation just with multiple credentials because that's the current way it works. Of course, you could have multiple authorization requests, authorization responses if you wanted to. But those are not really tied together via the presentation exchange. But maybe David has something to say about that as well.
Thank you. And David, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that Crossword and Spruce did do interworking tests of presentations using OIDC where multiple presentations could be requested using OIDC for VP. Now, that was at the end of last year. Okay, so we're talking about November 22. This year, I haven't really participated much in the OIDC and how it's evolved. And so it would be a retrograde step, in my opinion, if OIDC reverted to just asking for one credential when it could actually ask for many previously. But I'm hoping to start attending the OIDC meetings again shortly.
Wonderful. Thank you, David. And we appreciate your leadership in the previous plugfests as well as this one. Real quick before we adjourn, one other question from, I think it was the mailing list, asking specifically what is the verifier going to verify on the other end. As we know in the community, there's difference between verification and validation. Verification being essentially just checking the signature, and then validation can have any number of steps that are business rule specific. So expiration, whether or not the issuer is in a known issuer list, all sorts of other steps. So for Plugfest 3, we're just expecting the signature to validate, and we do expect DID authentication / holder binding, meaning verifiable presentation that gets handed off by the wallet needs to be signed with the user's DID. So hopefully that answers that question. Anyone else, last moment?
Hi, Dimitri.
Hello.
I have a question because I wanted to know, is it breakfast 3 is like, is it like a breakfast 2? Like a issuer also, like in breakfast 2, issuer can, was able to participate, right? So is that here in breakfast 3 also verify can participate or only the wallet providers like the holder wallets? Only or only can credential verify can participate here?
Oh, great question. That's over to Sharon. Can issuers either participate or, I don't know, get a badge for the previous blood test versions?
I mean, okay, so this is a great question because one of the ongoing conversations that we have is how to continue to grow this community. And obviously we want the community of issuers to be able to issue credentials into multiple wallets as well. So we don't have a solution for you right now. But I think that we will have an answer to your question in the next 2 to 4 months as far as like what we do. For right now, I think all of the documentation and the credentials and the technical information for what issuers did to earn their PlugTest 2 badge are available on the PlugTest 2 website. So you should feel free to play around with that. Send me a message if you would like to talk more about this and, you can be part of like the solution that we create.
My question is here in the breakfast 3. It's like, verify can participate. Who can verify the open page credentials?
Yes. So if you have a verifier solution, I would love to talk to you. So definitely send me a note and like we'll try to work that out.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Azeem. Thank you, Sharon. All right. We are at the top of the hour. Thank you, everyone. If there's any questions you've left unanswered, please ask on the VC Edu mailing list and on the Slack channel. Thanks again. See you all next week.